Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the reality of the kingdom that is our portion, that we've been translated into this kingdom, that we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the abundance of angels, and to the presence of the Lord that He's speaking. We are, thank you, Lord. We are drinking the cup of the new covenant, the abundant life that is found in Jesus. And thank you for the understanding, Father God, that we can partake of kingdom realities and be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Bless this word to us and understanding to us, that we can perceive and enjoy the goodness of the kingdom and the goodness of Jesus, the Father, the angels, and all provision, Lord, lacking no good thing, because we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 13 from verse 18 to 23. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in their heart. This is the seed along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times that what was sown.
Hallelujah. This is beautiful. Here we see the sower is Jesus, and he's ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet. And crushing all the darkness under his feet, he's crushing all the darkness under his body, his bride, his called out ones. And so we need to understand that, and that's why we spend time, we draw close to the Lord. And then another beautiful thing to understand is his mercies are new every morning. Hosea 6 verses 1 to 3 talks about that he comes like the morning, and as sure as the morning, every morning comes, so the Lord comes. And then that's wonderful scripture, Isaiah 50. Morning by morning, he wakens our ear. So his mercies are new every morning. So we take hold of that. And then we understand that he's preparing us, giving us sufficient for the day. So we don't allow deception to rob us of the reality of the presence of God, the kingdom, and the portion laid out for us to arise and shine and to be the lights. So we understand that. And then secondly, the second seed, we understand that this is God's quality of life that has come into us. It's the answers necessary for us and for the body and for mankind out there. So we hold on to it. And then the testings that come is an opportunity for these kingdom realities to be put into practice. Like at school, you're getting a test so that you can put the answers there, that you can find the answers there to overcome the test, to be victorious in the test. And so we understand that. And so we see, and we make this every day, the day is an opportunity to experience the Lord. The word know is to be aware of, acknowledge, and call upon him, and then we experience him. That's the depth of it. Be aware of, able to speak about, and experience. And that's the reality we are in now in the kingdom. And that's why that last seed is so beautiful. We got the right heart. We understand that this is not a game. This is not a one-day thing. This is an everyday thing. This is not a part-time walk. It's a full-time walk. And so we stay in tune with the Lord and develop on schedule. And we don't allow the cares of this world, the thorns, to come up. Why? Because we understand that here we have got the true care now. We got the heavenly cares. We got the heavenly answers. We got the spiritual blessings. We got a path laid out for us. And we got a shepherd that is keeping us on the path. And the Holy Spirit that is taking that which belongs to Jesus and revealing it to us, and we're holding fast to that. And so we abiding in the shadow in Psalm 91. We're abiding in Jesus, a shelter, and we experiencing the shadow of the Father is right here with us, all through the leading of the Holy Spirit and the loving God's word, the revelation word. His mercies are new every morning. So be blessed to know everything's been made available. Stay in tune and stay on fire for the Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.